Okay, let's do this new recording. Fear. Shout out to Muhammad. Fear. False evidence appearing real. Fear. Fake evidence appearing real. Fear. Figment. Figmental evidence. Fake, not real evidence. Thoughts appearing real. Fear. Fear is a powerful tool used by corporations, used by masses to gain our attention. Fear is used as a marketing tool to get us to buy things. Fear is a way to get people to kneel, submit, to obey orders. Fear is used in forms like blackmail, threats. Fear is a powerful tool for powers to hold people like sheep, like followers, to obey. Here's an example of fear that a lot of people are going to disagree with straight off the bat, and I don't care. Sin. Sin is used as a form of fear because if you sin, you'll go to hell. If you don't sin, you go to heaven. What's an example of sin? It's constantly talked about. Well, it depends on you. What are some sins that you think of that are commonly talked about? What are some sins people try to guilt you about? Judgment. Judgment is a form of fear because people will use judgment to make them like, oh, what is this person going to think of me? Oh, I can't say this. I can't say that because of fear. Fear of what others may think of them. So judgment is a form of fear, or a cousin of fear, or a product of fear. What else? What other forms of fear can you think of? Here's another way that these organizations, these systems, use to create fear in us to buy something. One example, a test, like a test in the hospital, a radiation test that will ultimately affect us, worsen us, because of these high-powered machines that will end up creating a flaw in our body, or amplifying a flaw in our body to make it more presentable, showable in our body, to then tell us, put fear in us, scare us of what can happen if we don't take this, for example, pill, prescription, drug. Fear can be more powerful than motivation. Fear is what pushes someone to do something, whereas motivation will pull someone to do something. Because fear is related to danger. The only thing is that fear is more so on the mental, the imaginative, the thought process, where danger is ultimately something more physical that can be seen. Fear cannot be seen. It's only unless you can see your thoughts in your own like when you're meditating, or when you close your eyes and you envision your fear. But it's not something you can touch, materialize. It's just thoughts. Fear is something that is a tool, and one way that they create fear is by studying, learning all of this stuff, and this fake perception of perfection. Fake perception of perfection, yeah, where things have to be perfect 100%, and if they're not, it creates fear. That's something that's used in our school system. That's something that affects children's growth. That's something that creates depression, a low self-esteem, negative thinking patterns when they don't excel to, say, 100%, to the quote-unquote perfect. But in fact, nothing in life is perfect. We are perfectly imperfect. We have our own strengths and we have our own weaknesses. There is no such thing as perfect. So I just want you to take notice on that concept that the school systems do with this flawed perfection, where practice makes perfect. But that's wrong. It's not practice makes perfect. It's practice makes progress. But hey, if you want to think perfection is the answer, go for it. Let's see how far you'll last. Trying to chase after something that's non-existent. And truthfully, it's about progress. It's about moving forward. It's about the next step up, the upgrade. But then there's also another. Sometimes we need to downsize. Sometimes we need to remove, shed. Sometimes we need to trade. Sometimes we need to exchange. Sometimes big isn't always the best. Sometimes small is better. Sometimes small is more convenient. Sometimes big is empty. Sometimes something so large can be empty inside. Sometimes something so small can be very dense, can be very valuable. Like a diamond in the rough. Now I want to talk about a little bit about mental illness and fear, or mental disorders and fear, or mental problems and fear, or mental health and fear. It's all the same. It's all in the same dynamics. I'm just adding all of these collectively into one. Fear is something that prevents people from taking action. Fear is something that will make people overthink. Fear and overthinking actually go hand in hand. Do you want to know what's the relation between fear and overthinking? Thoughts. Mental masturbation of thoughts. Thinking more instead of doing something. Instead of moving, one is thinking. Thinking is better when it's done like constructively. But you should be moving and doing and then thinking as you go. Should be like an equal distribution, an equal balance of doing and thinking. So you think constructively. So by doing something and then you make a mistake, you think, okay, this didn't work. What else can I try? And that's learning from your mistakes. That's where thinking is done creatively, constructively, progressively. When people ask me for my advice, they say, what do I think? What do you think, Chris? I just tell them, just do it. Just do it. Why? Why? I say, what's more important is what you think and why you think you should do it. Just do it. Because people, we live in a time where what someone thinks, how do I say this? All right, for example, me. We live in a time where a person cares more about what others think of them rather than what that person thinks of themselves. What an individual thinks of himself, of herself, is more important than what others think of them. Because that's where confidence comes in. That's where self-esteem comes in. That's where self-value comes in. Self-respect comes in. Worrying about what others think of, for example, me, is an example of fear. Is an example of overthinking. Which is not healthy. It is not a healthy behavior. Here's another thought. If you think it's important for what others think of you, that means that you're trying to please them. Now my question to you is, why are you trying to please them? What do they have that you don't have? By the way, that was a rhetorical question. Don't answer that. Here's another more important question. Do these people pay you? Are they your boss? Do they pay your rent? Do they live with you? Would these people risk their life for you? Would these people die for you? The answer was no, which is usually no for most people. Then you shouldn't give a fuck about what others think about you, but what you think of yourself. You should only be judging yourself and judging yourself honestly, not this bullshit, fake, entitled thought process that people do. I deserve this, I deserve that, I deserve everything. And yeah, you do deserve it, but at the same time, you need to work for it rather than sleazing your way into it through some, for example, individual. Like, there's a lot of petty women out there who will sleep with a sleazy rich man, divorce them, and take half their money. Or report rapes or sexual harassment. And now I'm not talking about all women. I'm not talking that. Of course there are women who have truthful, honest sexual harassment cases and rape cases. But I'm talking about the other women. The sneaky women out there who lie and deceit the public, deceit the system, trick the system with ways of, like, saying, oh, he raped me, or sexual assault, sexual harassment. Because there is a percentage of people, of women that do that. And I say that for men too. Because people will do funny things for money. That's really what I'm saying. People will do funny things for money. Simple example that's current was Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. That court case. You guys have an idea of it. That's a prime example. She was using fear. Her own, she was pretending to be fearful to win the crowd. Anyways, this episode was meant to have some thought-provoking concepts and questions and have you move forward with a more challenging approach in life, because unfortunately we live in a world where there are people above us trying to brainwash us, trying to have us follow certain things like safety, by using fear to keep us safe and comfortable, quote unquote safe and comfortable, where that we're trading that for our freedom with all these rules in the system. So those are some things to consider. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And that was Coach Chris talking. Peace.